I said, no, thank you. You offered me the peach. I said, no, thank you. I believe I'll wait and take an apple.
And how about, it wasn't these boys. It must have been one of, they're a group of boys, and it wasn't these boys, so it must have been one of
those.
If you're pointing to a tree and it's a ways off, you might say it's, you're pointing to it, pointing it out to me.
The boy sitting in the middle.
One
of those boys over there sitting, the one sitting in the middle. If there's three of them, it'd be the one sitting in the middle.
Well, now the boys aren't close to us, so you'd say, where are they?
Over on the other side of the room.
Okay. And if you're not going to say on the room, you just say they're kind of...
off. Over that the third or fourth table.
Okay, now if I'm helping you do something, I'll go, I'm explaining how to do something, I'll go, don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
Now, when somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand it.
You say that every time?
Well, if I don't understand him, I say it. It's like I said, I have to have you repeat so many things.
Right. Well, what do you usually say to me? Do you usually go, I'm sorry, I didn't understand you, or don't you just go, yeah,
well, I just say, I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. I repeat it, ask you to repeat. What did you say?
Okay. Well, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life's hard on a man.
I didn't get what...
Okay. I'm just giving you a hypothetical statement. If a man's got plenty of money, he doesn't have a thing to worry about. But if but life's really hard on a man
who does not have a good source of income.
Okay, and if he doesn't have a good source of income, we might say he's... If you're not rich...
has a hard time.
Okay, if you're not rich, you're...
you're poor.
Okay. Now, if you have a lot of peach trees, and they're all in rows and stuff like that, you have an...
an orchard.
When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy with a rich father, so you'd say there was a boy...
next door?
Mm-hmm.
That his family was wealthy, father was wealthy?
What's the part inside a cherry that you don't eat, the hard part?
Seed? Pot?
And what's the part inside a peach that's hard that you don't eat?
The seed.
What's the kind of a peach where the flesh, you know, the peachy part of the peach is really tight against the seed or the inside stone of the peach?
Freestone.
And, okay, that's the kind where it's not tight to the peach, right? The freestone is?
That's right.
Okay, and if there's one where it is really tight to the stone? It's the kind that you have to cut the seed out of.
Well, I can't think of it right now.
Okay. What do you call the part of the apple that you throw away when you're finished eating it?
Core.